Blog Talk Radio.
Talk radio, but I think the one who dialed in is not on. So just give me 1 minute, guys. Nope.
I may have to come again.
So you have to be patient with me because
they're not logged on. Hi, everybody. No, I don't think I logged on. So just give me a minute. I'm so hoping that I can log on. Come on, Jesus. Great. Okay. So just give me a minute while I try to log on. Be Blog Talk Radio so I can bring them in. Yes. So just hold on a minute, guys. So bring right in. Jesus. Yay! I see everybody now. Hello, hello, everybody. Oh, man. Thank you all for it. I'm glad that y'all hung on the line. I'm only going to be on here for a short while. I'm not going to be on here long today, but I just wanted to just jump on. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to jump on and just let you all know that Jesus is so real and he is so good. And it's so amazing today, coming from Psalm chapter 121, verse 1, I will look towards the hills with cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. That is who I trust and I believe in. Savior, Lord, in Jesus Christ. My heart goes out to the Kobe family. Hello, everybody. I don't have my glasses where I can call your name out, but I see that you dialed in. I see that you're logged on. So I'll go back and I'll respond to the call, my answers or hellos later. But I got God bless you all. Let me tell you something. Next Tuesday, I'll be in my studio back and running. So I am so excited about all the new things and the new adventures that God has taken me through, because he is so faithful, y'all, and he is so good. So I do bless the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something about God. He will send you help when you need it. Amen. He will send help when you need it. I just bless God for today. So my favorite scripture is, I will look towards the hills where cometh my help, and my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Because even though we go through different trials and different tribulations, you guys, that scripture right there sticks out with me, because I know that God is with me. I know that he is a restorer. I know that he is a keeper. And my help comes from the Lord. My help don't come from Islam. My help don't come from Buddhists. My help don't come from all these other gods that people may be serving, but my help comes from this, my Savior, Lord, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ. That's where my help comes from. So I can't always pick up the phone and call friends and say, I need your help, because it don't work that way. No, I need Jesus' help, because he's the one who has the power. Now, I'm not saying, say, tell your friends, no, I don't need you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But when I know who's there in the midnight hour, it's Jesus. When I know who's going to pick up that phone, when I dial, it's Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I know that he sticks closer than a brother. No greater man has this that will lay his life down for a friend. And he's our friend, y'all. He's our friend. And when friends turn their back on you, when loved ones turn their back on you, Jesus is the one that's going to keep and hold you up. Amen? So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, oh God. Touch everyone, Father God, who's in on today, dear Lord. Touch Minister Knox, bless him and his family, God. Bless Deacon Brown, Father God. And Lord, we ask that God, you continue to bless all the ones, Mr. Williams, Sandy's father, in the name of Jesus, dear God. And just in healing, continue to touch my aunt on today, Lord God. Continue to touch my spiritual mother, my spiritual mom. We love you, listen, Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we also say a prayer for Sister Gwen Gardner. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Is there anybody that I have forgotten? We just remember those. Rita Elaine, who always been on the line, praying for her brother as well, and Susan, as you pray for her family. Amen. So, and how about the Kobe family, y'all? Just praying for them. So we do bless God in the name of Jesus, because he is just so faithful and just so kind and so loving. And I just bless the name of the Lord. So be encouraged on today. Be not weary and well done, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. And also my niece Nyla, as she goes for tests with God, was just in healing, amen, and peace to her parents' mind on today. And brother, we bless God. And let me tell you something. That's why I see the heart's love, y'all. I see them, the heart's going up, because you know that must be one of your favorite scriptures too. I will look toward the hills with comes my help, nor my help coming from the Lord. I know my cousin Camille believed that. Amen. So I bless God because he's so faithful, y'all, and he's so good. And just want to give you a word of encouragement on today. Just be steadfast and unmovable, because you may become or get into a situation where you feel like, Lord, the ground feels shaky. But you got to trust God. When I'm on shaky ground, that God is going to keep it firm and he's going to keep it steady, just so I can continue to move on. But my topic on today is it's time. It's time to start trusting God. It's time to step out with all those endeavors that God has put before you, so you can go out there and get what God called you to get and do what God called you to do. And don't you know, I have learned during the course of my walk that majority of the time what holds us back is ourselves, because we feel so intimidated, because we feel so inferior to everybody else. Amen. But if we could just sit back and know that he's God and he's going to work out every situation that there is, don't you know he will? And, you know, it's so amazing, because sometimes I'd be like, Lord, it seems like every time, it's like when I would do good, evil was always present. You know what I'm saying? And let me just be transparent on today. Just for single women, with people who are separated, you know, not to be so vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Because someone came back into my life from years ago. And just because they come back into your life from years ago, that don't mean that, hey, all of a sudden now this is it. You better see God and know whether or not this is it, because sometimes something that looks good is not always good. But I just bless God that I'm not in the vulnerable state where I'm like, oh, my God, the first person say, hold, I want to take you out. Bam, I'm running out. Mm-mm, it don't work that way. Why? Because I will look towards the hills which cometh my help, and know that my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He made it because he's the creator. So when you think about things, and when people come up to you and they say, oh, my God, you know, this is it. I've been single for a long time. I've been separated. Well, those who separated, you're not divorced, so you shouldn't be out there dating anyhow. Amen. But I'm just saying, and being in a single place, don't be so vulnerable. Even in separation time, don't be so vulnerable to step out there with somebody else to fill that void. You know, clean your house and make sure everything is okay before you just jump out there. Amen. And for the ones who's single, divorced, or widowed, I'm telling you, you know, just be careful. Even the ones who's married, just be careful about who walk up to you and telling you that how your household is a wreck, so we need to date. Be careful of that kind of stuff, you know, because, and I know everybody wants to be in a relationship and want to be held and want to see the texts come through their phone and say, oh, my God, somebody texting me, you know, because somebody paying you some attention. But you got to be careful sometimes when you accept
certain people in your life. But guess what? I had a shutdown moment. My sisters was cracking up. I didn't block everybody. Let me tell you something. If you don't mean me no good, block. If you don't mean me no good, block them. Right, Mama? Just block them. I'm telling you. And guess what? Block your friends, too, because just in case you try to get a picture to show them how I'm living or what I'm doing, block everybody. Do you hear me? So I am just so honored and just so blessed, you know, in the Lord right now. I really am because, you know, you learn a little when you live a little longer. You do learn by your mistakes, okay, amen? Because sometimes we can go into other toxic relationships because we came out of one. We had that those same spirits going into another. So when my topic on today is time, it's time to freshen up. It's time to get your mind right. It's time to step out, and it's time to trust God. It's time to look towards the hills which come up your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. That's in Psalm 121, verse 1. Look it up, y'all. The psalmist was saying to look towards the hills which come up your help. I don't want to make everything wrong right. Because some stuff, let me repeat that. I don't want to make everything wrong right, because sometimes you can make something or try to make something wrong right. We can try to make something wrong right. I ain't trying to do that. I ain't trying to make something wrong right. Amen. When I know that it's wrong, and we sanctify it in terms of, oh, we go the spiritual route and we know stuff is wrong for us. Oh, God, sent them. I know he did. You know God didn't send them. It was something that you just want so bad. Amen. And God do send beautiful people. Yeah, I know he does, but you know down the inside what's good and what's not good. Amen? So I'm just saying to you today, I just had to drop that and just be transparent on today. So my lines are open. If someone is going to press one, I'll take your call because I'm not going to be in here long today, but I just wanted to hear from you. So I've been talking about the Lord in terms of my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And also, I just wanted to just drop something, little nuggets to you all that, you know, it's okay if you're the only one who's single. It's okay if you're the only one who ain't out there dating. It's really okay until God send that person. But I ain't trying to walk in a certain way. I know God didn't call me to walk. I'll wait, you know. But I'm just saying, I didn't block all of them. Don't call me because I know you don't mean me any good. So don't call me. I'm okay. When God sends them, he'll send them. But in the meantime, I'll go eat lunch with a friend, with a girlfriend or something like that until God sends me my mate who I feel like I should be with at the time. So don't be so quick to step out there and jump out there because you want a dinner date. Mm-mm. Because sometimes you can get yourself in trouble like that. And then, so I blocked everybody. Mm-hmm. So it was time for me to block them, and I did. Do I regret it? Heck no. Mm-mm. Because I know they wasn't good to me. And you got to be careful, like I'm saying, because sometimes you can adapt those same spirits that you had before from another relationship. But you should be able to see the signs. And you're able to see the signs. And sometimes we ignore those signs because it's something that we really want. But sometimes it ain't always good. It didn't even have to be in a relationship. It can be eating with a coworker. It could be going out to dinner with some friends you reconnected from years ago. But in the inside, you're like, we need to leave that where it's at. But guess what? Trust that spirit on the inside that's telling you to leave it where it's at. Because guess what? I learned that back where it was at. Amen. Amen. I didn't let that where it was at because Lord knows I ain't going back into another toxic relationship. I already did that for 10 years and go back into another one. Heck no. But sometimes you'd be so anxious. Oh my God, I want to get remarried. Oh, I want to get married. Mm-mm. You better wait on God. That wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. Hallelujah. In the meantime, he's renewing your mind while you're waiting on him. So my lines are open. If anybody wants, press one, I'll take your call. God is so faithful. That wasn't even my topic on today, but I just had to give you that bit of information because sometimes as women and as men, we feel like, oh, we just have to have that now. We just got to go out. We got to be wine to die now. Just because they got a lot of money and a good job, it don't mean they're good for you. And sometimes we confuse that because they have a good head on the shoulder. How about somebody to walk into your life that's really beautiful and really nice? That don't mean that nice person is for you. I done met a whole lot of nice people, but I know that even because they're nice, it don't mean that they're nice, they will be good for me. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know what's good for you because you can wind up being with somebody and y'all on two different pages. He's a good dude and she's a good woman, good job, great benefits, money, but you all are heading in two different directions. I don't have time for that either. So, yeah, you know, my family know I block you real quick. You're blocked. I'm done. I am really done. Because when you live a little long, you learn a lot. So you learn by your mistakes, amen? You learn by your mistakes. And that's another thing. Don't beat yourself up if you feel like you fall in a situation that that you was just there before, years ago. Okay, you was, all right, but you still learning, right? Okay, pick yourself up, ask God to forgive you, and you keep on moving. Because we beat ourselves up because, oh, my God, now I'm in another relationship. And, Lord, look at this. That didn't work out. Why come I keep running down the same road? Okay, well, if it didn't work, it didn't work. Don't beat yourself up. Because if it don't work, what you going to do? Beat yourself up? As long as you know you tried it. As long as you know you did everything to make that relationship, or even try to make that relationship work. I tried to counsel, even if they don't want the counsel, but you still call a book. Can we go to counsel? Maybe your mate may be telling you, no, I don't want to go. But at least you know on the inside that you tried to do all you could possibly do to keep that thing together. Amen? And if it don't work, I don't know how you could put something old into something new in your way. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about that wineskins. Amen? Jesus. So I just want to say, just be blessed on today. If no one want to press one and comment, I have to jump off. I just wanted to encourage you all. I know it's not 1:30. Next week, we'll be back on track. You don't have to worry about no interruptions. God is good. I'll be back in my studio. So God is good. And thank y'all for just being patient. It's time, y'all, time to get yourself together and time to get right with the Lord because he is faithful. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I ask God if you would just continue to strengthen us and keep us in your care. Bless this broadcast, Father God. Continue to grow it, Father. We love you. We love you. And thank you for your son Jesus dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. Romans 10:9 says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saving us in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go in peace, know that God is on your side. And listen, I came from Psalm 121, verse 1 today. So go home and read it. Love you all and have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye.